The Osgood Files, sponsored by UBS, a global financial firm available in two locations, everywhere and right next to you. You and us. And by Dealer Service. A Dealer Service warranty will protect your vehicle every day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The fighting between Iraqis in Iraq continues not being a civil war. The latest non-civil war battle occurred when Shiite pilgrims marched through the streets of Baghdad to a religious festival wearing white shrouds to symbolize their willingness to die for Islam, and snipers hiding in high-rises decided to give them their wish. More after this from Charlie. The Shiite worshippers were marching to the shrine of one of 12 Shiite saints. It was the same celebration where last year rumors of a car bomb set off a stampede that killed 1,000 people. U.S. and Iraqi security forces were determined not to let that happen again, so they banned all traffic. No cars, no trucks, no bicycles. That removed the threat of car bombs, so instead snipers planted themselves in apartment buildings and set up a killing zone. Iraqi troops fired back and killed several of the militants, and once the panic subsided, the procession continued. In Iraq, if you let a little sniper attack change your plans, you'd never get anything done. Senator Joseph Lieberman was on Face the Nation. On Meet the Press, Republican Senator John McCain wouldn't call it a civil war either, and his latest idea for keeping it a non-civil war is to take out Shiite militant Muqtada al-Sadr. We got Uday, Qusay, we got Saddam, we got al-Zarqawi. Now, if we can just get one more, this might continue not being a civil war right up until Election Day. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, August 21st, 2006.